Heroes of Humanity, Beethoven, narrated by Melissa Mann. Ludwig von Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany, a city on the banks of the Rhine River, in 1770. His father and grandfather were singers, and he began studying music when he was just 4 years old. When Beethoven was first starting out, his father would spend his free time teaching his son piano and violin. Beethoven practiced every day. In school, he learned to read and write. Back then, all children had to learn Latin. Beethoven stopped studying at 13 and started playing piano to help support his family. He gave his first public recital when he was just 8 years old, and everyone recognized how talented he was. At 16, he moved to Vienna, Austria. There, he met Mozart, who taught him musical composition. Beethoven soon became famous. One of his listeners said that it was through the slow movements of his music that Beethoven enchanted his audience. He had a unique way of playing. He began to lose his hearing when he was 30 and needed a custom-built piano with more powerful vibrations so he could feel the sound of each note. Despite his difficulties, he did not give up. He continued composing beautiful music while walking through the fields. Year after year, he composed symphonies and concerts, sonatas, songs, choral works, and chamber music. But his hearing continued to decline to the point that not even the loudest sounds came through. In 1805, following the death of his brother Karl, he was given guardianship of his nephew, a boy he loved as if his own son. Beethoven hoped that his nephew would also become a musician, but the boy was not as talented as his uncle. In 1806, after composing String Quartet No. 9, he revealed what he had long been keeping a secret when in a musical sketch he wrote, "Let your deafness no longer be a secret, even in art." From 1819 onward, Beethoven composed many masterpieces, including his most famous work, Symphony No. 9. When the symphony premiered in 1824, he was no longer able to hear either the orchestra or the thunderous applause from the big audience, which caused him great sadness and led him to contemplate suicide. Beethoven's deafness made him extremely solitary and caused him to turn inward. His diary became his companion and confidant, and in it he would write his thoughts on life and love. Beethoven worked tirelessly, composing all of the music that came to mind so that the whole world could enjoy it. He was still working intensely and planning new pieces in 1826 when he fell gravely ill with pneumonia and cirrhosis. In early 1827, Beethoven was visited by his friend and fellow composer Schubert, who remained by Beethoven's side until his death at age 57 in March of that same year.